You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
Awesome. Yeah, cool. Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to 1 Million Cups Appleton today. It's June 3rd. We are really excited to have an entrepreneur from outside of our community, which is really cool and one of the many benefits of doing these things through Zoom. Welcome Sarah Frasca. I hope I said that correctly. And I'm super excited to have you here today. Please take the floor.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really appreciative of the virtual setting because obviously I can connect with groups like yours a little easier. So I get up to the Appleton area. I'm actually from St. Paul, Minnesota. So I've got friends in your area and hopefully I'll be able to come to a live meeting sometime soon. We'll see, right? We're just waiting. So today I wanted to share with you, I have a collection of businesses actually, and wanted to share the story with you about how I used one of the businesses to save the other. I have all of my logos up on the screen here. I have a consulting business called Platypus Labs. We're an innovation consulting firm. We're based out of Detroit, Michigan, and we help organizations to unleash the creative power of their people, right? Most people feel that they don't bring their full selves. They don't, you know, have the empowerment to come up with ideas, challenging the status quo, et cetera. So we help organizations to really think differently. So that's the innovation side. As part of this, I do a lot of innovation keynote speaking, and that's the Sarah Frasca brand that you see in the middle. I speak to organizations all over the world. I'm very blessed to, you know, work with a lot of great brands, great businesses. I do a lot of workshops in addition. But the last business that I'm going to really share the story with you today is the restaurant that I own called Trasca & Company Eatery. So this is just a little snapshot into my life. I have five children. We own this restaurant. It's been open for 5 years and it's really bringing to life my family's legacy. So my grandmother invented the sandwich that we serve back in 1974. So my family's been serving, you know, this homemade dough, our pizzas for, you know, a long time, which is amazing. We, you know, have the chance to serve our community. We have the chance to obviously teach our kids how to work hard and what humility looks like, how to serve others, things like that. We also have the opportunity to employ a number of folks in the community. Of course, we have, you know, college age, high school kids, which is great. We get to, again, teach them all sorts of skills that are very applicable later in life. But we have a number of employees, 10 actually, that are full-time. And these folks have chosen the service industry as their career. So, you know, we get to serve the community. These folks get to, you know, serve their families and support their families. Jason on our team just had a new baby. So he has three little ones at home. He's a full-time employee. We have Teresa, who supports her elderly neighbor and also has her grandson in her home with her after her daughter passed. So just to set up, you know, the restaurant is really a community mainstay for the last 5 years. We have, you know, on any given night, we have families on the patio that are, you know, talking and laughing and sharing meals. We have even the local musician that'll croon on the patio, especially on the weekends. Pretty fun. So enter COVID. Our business was obviously shut down in an instant. No one was allowed to enter the building. We didn't have, you know, any diners. We had the patio shut down. It was a disaster. We had our revenue, you know, stream literally taken away again in an instant. And it was one of those moments as an entrepreneur or as a business person where you're completely out of control. There's literally nothing you can do. The regulations and everything, I mean, you certainly have to think of ways to support the community in a different manner, but it's a disaster. And I will tell you that I went into shock. I would say I had about a week where I was anxious, I was depressed, I was you know, really trying to figure out a path forward. I had called a bankruptcy attorney. I mean, trying to think through all of the steps, but walking into my restaurant, knowing that I would have to tell these employees that we were shutting down was more than I could bear. So after about a week, I honestly started to come out of this state of shock and I started to think. And I really started to look in the mirror. I, you know, again, have the fortune of helping these organizations to bring creativity every single day. How do you bring creativity? How do you bring new solutions? How do you pivot your business? And here I was, again, looking in the mirror saying, I've just given up. I just threw up my arms. I'm ready to declare bankruptcy and shut the doors. So I took a look around at the community and I recognized that the first responders and the folks in the hospitals were really burning the candle at both ends. They were not in their homes with their families. They were sacrificing their lives to prepare our community, to save, you know, lives in the community and to get us through this time frame. In addition, my best friend Lori is actually a Jacksonville firefighter. So I was able to talk with her again about the chaos, about the fact that these guys had very little positive in their worlds. I mean, it was just chaos. The hours that they were putting in were, again, just really difficult. And to give them a piece of comfort, to bring them a warm meal seemed like a good solution. So I built a program called Adopt a Hero. And basically, it gave folks in our community a chance to donate. We had donations anywhere from $5 to $1,000 in one donation. And we were able to raise over $10,000 in the first week. So the program was built to be very flexible. We obviously recognized that the first responders and the people in the community had this chaotic scene, right? We didn't want to just bring them food. And I also had, you know, friends of mine that worked at the Mayo Clinic here in Jacksonville that said, gosh, it's really lovely. People will bring us a dozen cookies, but what if they have COVID? We can't eat their food. So donations coming from a restaurant where we were trained by the health inspector to do COVID food safe, you know, procedures is something that these first responders, that these hospital folks could take a donation from. So anyways, we built this program and it was a win-win-win. We were able to, again, you know, give people a chance to donate. People wanted to give back in this crisis, and we enabled a very easy manner. They just simply would come online and donate. And then we were able to bring food. This is a picture of my daughter Ashley and I going to one of the local hospitals and donating food. It was very early in the process. We always wear masks now, but of course, we didn't know that in the first week or so. But we were able to help people. On the other front, it was able to help our team. I would tell you that there was about a 2-week period where I didn't think we were going to make it. The cash flow had dried up. You know, it was very meager. It was very scary. And the donations from folks allowed us to make our payroll. And just in the nick of time were one of those amazing stories that the PPP loan came in and helped us in the nick of time. So the benefit is the folks on my team were able to survive, the community had a donation place, and the local heroes were able to have food. So this story, I think, is meaningful. I think, you know, we are, again, one of those companies, one of those teams that will come out of this better than when we went in. We will come through COVID learning lessons, knowing things, and having relationships all over the city with really with partners that we never had before. And I think that we are one of those survival stories that I'm really proud to share. But it is the creativity. It is the fact that we were able to look at this. This is one of the main tenets that I teach my corporate partners. Every barrier can be penetrated. This is having that inherent belief that no matter what the challenge is, there's always a way. So now I feel like I can look in the faces of my clients and tell them I was able to use creativity in a time when I thought all was lost. And I do believe this principle even more today than I ever have before. So that's the story that I wanted to share with you today.
Wow, Sarah, that was awesome. I really appreciate and love your story, especially like I'm a huge fan of what do they say? You know, creativity loves constraint, right? And this is a great example of that. I'm going to keep Facebook open because sometimes we have people chiming in through Facebook who ask questions. Sarah, go ahead.
Would it be okay if I just share this? I am trying to find a way to give back to the 1 Million Cups chapters that have obviously given me your time and your ideas and your questions, which continue me thinking. So this is a stream of 21 days of an email. If people want, it's completely free. They say that it takes 21 days to set a habit. And I do believe creativity is like a muscle. We have to practice it in order to get good. So this is an email chain. You just simply text the words 21 days to the short code 33777. And you would get stories and tools of creativity for 21 days. So again, it's just a way to thank the people from your chapter for helping me.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey, that's great to know. And guys, please check that out. I'm going to actually take a screenshot. So
great.
Cool. I'm going to just check Facebook again. I was on my way over there. I'm going to see if you have any questions, but if Eric, if you have a question.
Yeah, I can ask a question. So with creating all these relationships with these places, providing them food and things like that, once this whole COVID thing is over, do you feel like those relationships are going to open doors for your business beyond COVID? Or it was just kind of a jumping block to keep you going through this time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are in the relationship business, just like many businesses. So absolutely, the relationships are valuable. I would say the hospitals especially now know that we have catering. I mean, that's a very small, win for us. But we actually had a gentleman whose wife went through lung surgery. It was actually not COVID related, but the Mayo Clinic got her through a very, tumultuous surgery. And the husband said, "We'd like to support our team by serving them dinner. Would you be willing to do it?" And the hospital recommended us. So now that we have that relationship, I think that it will, pay dividends. You obviously don't help people to get things in return. I think,
right.
But I didn't think you were insinuating that, but I would say, we did it in a sincere fashion because it was the right thing to do. However, I'm also a businesswoman. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur. I have to pay my bills. So yes, I do think those relationships will continue to provide value. One of the questions I actually have for you is that I think this is possibly something that can live on. I mean, obviously, there are crises all the time, whether it's riots like we're going through now or, natural disasters like hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and fires and everything. I think that there might be something where small businesses need help during those periods of crisis. I'm sort of curious to know if you think this has legs beyond COVID in that, and I don't know exactly what it would be yet, but something where we work with the Red Cross and we try to develop a small business program where it gives a donation point. Again, it's kind of this trifecta where people have a place to help, the people that need help are getting it, and the businesses are the ones that are facilitating all this. So they have some sort of structure in place to get them through this time.
Yeah, I could see something along the lines where you partner with a restaurant in the local community, or maybe multiple restaurants, and maybe just have campaigns where you're like, hey, support your local firefighters, and people could go to a website, donate a little bit of money, and the firefighters would get, a free meal catered in from, and just as a way of the community saying, hey, thank you for everything you do. And same thing with police, and even maybe like as far as going to some nonprofits, just having like the one that pops in my head is like 11. They help people in our area with housing, and just people could go there and say, hey, I would like to cater a meal in for them. And it would be like a crowdsource thing. So it's not like one person would have to buy them their entire meal. It would just be kind of like, hey, come here, support this local. We'll give you a list of charities.
And that's great.
Once the profit gets to a certain point, you say, okay, now we can cater a meal to them. And then, maybe put something on there, like a little YouTube video, so everybody that donated can see the food being delivered to the nonprofit or police or whatever is you're supporting in that. And I think that would be a very powerful thing that could go forever.
That's great, Eric. Thank you.
Along
those lines, I think you know, and I don't know what your plans are. My brain, I guess, is going, you know, is it some kind of SaaS solution that you're thinking of that you could, you know, apply to a larger scale? I think the sale on that to small businesses and to, you know, community support groups, and services is, going to be easier now, now that we've gone through this once and, you know, people, I think, are forced to think differently and creatively about their business and use technology to help them, you know, get through barriers, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great idea. I think, you know, how, obviously I'd be really curious to know, like, mm-hmm. what the product is or what the actual offering is, what's the form of it that you're, you know, kind of envisioning. But I understand that creativity, the creative process is, you know, what you're doing right now. You have an MVP, essentially. You've figured out this works. This is a win-win-win. So how can we multiply it? And I love that. So I hope to follow your journey here.
Thank you for that.
And yeah, are you guys like on social media? I'm sure, like, where we could follow on LinkedIn or
yeah.
something.
Gosh, that's nice of you. So I personally am on, so the Sarah Frasca brand, we're on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn, and then the restaurant, you know, Trasca and Co. on all of the channels. So Twitter. And
remind me just one more time, is that restaurant located in Jacksonville or is that in Michigan, did you say?
No, we're actually based in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. So it's outside of Jacksonville, okay. But that's the nearest city.
I hate you.
Hey, Chris, good to see you.
Hey, sorry, I was just balancing two different Zoom meetings, wrapping one up and trying to listen to this one.
Yeah, welcome.
I don't really hate you, by the way. I'm just jealous that you're
gonna say first words today. Geez, harsh. Wow, no.
Yeah, so I've got a question.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Can you start over? What's Platypus Labs?
Oh,
no, don't start over. I'm just I didn't catch any of it, but honestly, what is your business?
So Platypus Labs is an innovation consulting firm. So we help businesses to create a culture that enables their employees to think differently. So the attempt is to get a holistic program built in with rewards and rituals, tools and techniques, everyone's speaking the same vernacular in order to get people really, you know, thinking of how to challenge the status quo, how to, you know, thwart competitive pressure, whatever they're battling.
Awesome. Sounds very cool.
If you're interested, I've got a masterclass coming up. It's $59 a person. So I'm trying to keep the cost low so everyone can be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds awesome. I wish I had time to learn things like that. Dive deeper. I'm a teacher right now. I'm pseudo stay-at-home dad. I own or co-own three businesses, have a full-time job, and then try to figure out how I can do things for myself, like play golf once a week.
Well, it'd be easier if you're down in Florida, I would think, with the golf part. But
I could work on the golf course in Florida, maybe.
Yeah. There you go.
When I retire. Someday.
Awesome.
Anyways.
Well, hey, I hope to visit the restaurant. It looks amazing and it definitely looks like something that I would see myself in, my type, I guess. So that's cool.
Thank you.
And thanks, Sarah, again. If anyone has any other questions, always the last question for 1 Million Cups that I'm sure you're, Sarah, but feel free to chime in and cut me off if anyone has any other questions before we wrap this up. Last call. Okay. So the last question is always, you know, what can the community do for you, Sarah?
Well, the question that I asked is the one that I really am, you know, seeking. I think, you know, one of the reasons that I've gone kind of nationally through the different chapters is, could this be a solution in your areas and really trying to pick the brains of, you know, kind of like-minded entrepreneurial people. I think, you know, we've been through a number of crises, so it's all fresh on our minds. And small businesses are, you know, really vulnerable during these crises. I think, you know, having a solution that small businesses could at least partially rely on is of interest to me. I think, again, you know, having the MVP to know it worked for us, now I'm trying to seek what do I do next? What do I reach out to partners? Do I reach out to other restaurants? Do I try to find a way to kind of broaden this?
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Well, hey, if anyone has any creative ideas, please reach out to Sarah and her team. And thanks, Sarah, for the work you're doing in your local community. And thank you for your visionary or your vision to bring this to more communities. I think that's really cool and admirable. So awesome. Thanks
thank
a lot.
Thank you very much.
Here. Yeah, it was another great 1 million cups Wednesday. We will be back online next week, Wednesday, for another Zoom presentation. So thanks, everyone, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker. And thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.